Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to introduce you to today's guest, Doug Gallagher, owner of TalkTimeshares.com. Welcome to the studio, Doug.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm thrilled to have you. And I think we have Dan Ligori, my studio ambassador and intern, to thank for the introduction through Alignable. Am I right?
Yes.
Do you, maybe you remember. Yep. It's exciting. We are just now starting to get a little bit more active on Alignable. We were just named as Tempe's Small Business Person of the Year. I should say we, maybe me, because small business person suggests, you know, singular, one person. Feel very honored about that. And I think all that means simply is that we are recognized because we use the platform so much. But how fun it is that you are within the Tempe area, a business owner yourself. And I think this is your second act, isn't it? You've had another career or two prior to this one.
Yes, I've had several.
Yeah, I think I remember reading something about the Chamber of Commerce being a president.
Yes, the last official job I had was I was a regional vice president for the National Chamber of Commerce. Now, that's not the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's a smaller one, but I had a lot of fun with that because they had just set up to where they actually did local meetings. So I started a chamber here locally and just had a ball with it.
How fun is that? And prior to that, corporate life or what? Not that we need to have the whole history of Doug, but is there another aspect?
Well, I've always been entrepreneuring, you know. I actually have some other thing. I have an invention. So I've always had fun with different things that I've usually had more mundane jobs that actually pay the bills.
But you've always had this passion for business ownership yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When Donnie and Marie was still on, I had met with Verl Osman of Osman Publications, and I had made three board games, family games that were good, not a given religion, but just good moral ethics.
How fun.
And he loved it. And he was going to start with three games. And 1 week later, Donnie and Marie got canceled. They stopped all new projects.
Oh, no.
That close.
Yeah. We love board games at home. We play them all the time. And I have an 11-year-old still at home. My older two have since moved out of the house and are on their own. But they're a great opportunity to come together to teach, of course, you know, not only morals, but patience.
Right.
And how to be a good winner. I'm really a good loser. My son is learning to be the good winner. But how fun is that? And that could have been that one thing that that took you to wherever you needed to be in life. But darn it, if it didn't canceled.
That's all
and
right.
Thank you for realizing that I'm old enough to understand and recognize who Donnie and Marie are. I love it. Let's talk about timeshares. Why this idea? How did this get started for you?
Well, the way it got started, period, is just simply that it used to be that if anyone wanted like a cabin place or a condo on the beach or something, they had to buy the condo. And yet they only went there 1 or 2 weeks. So the rest of the time, you know, it went empty or they had to rent it out or whatever. And so the idea of a timeshare is why not just buy a week? That way you only buy a week or 2 weeks. You should save a lot of money. The problem is my first timeshare in the 80s in Ventura, right on the marina, beautiful. Mm. But back then you could have bought a condo for $50,000 and yet I paid $12,000 for my 1 week. So there's a discrepancy there. I should have got 10 weeks for that, you know. So they've always been overpriced. But the timeshares themselves have been great. Once I paid for it, I loved it. Because I used to just, you know, I had a lot of kids and we would just cram in a hotel. I mean, like a inexpensive hotel, you know, kids sleeping on the bed, no kitchen. And that was our vacations. Once I got that timeshare, we were in a nice, you know, timeshare right on the ocean with the boats coming by. We had a kitchen, separate bedrooms. It was just a different change in life. Right now, the timeshares have a bad rap because there's so many of them that got pushed into it, didn't really belong. They never vacationed.
And I've heard they can't get out of the situation. That's
yeah,
the story
it is
anyway.
A deeded property. And even the new ones are not deeds. The new ones are just points. You become a member of a club. But that club is a contract, and it's just as hard to break. The only difference, you don't own anything. At least with the original ones, you had a deed. You know, so you owned something. But I have just always loved them. And right off the bat, I was just toying around with them, buying different ones. And I just have had a blast for 30 years with the timeshares. But now I find that times have been rough the last 10 years. And so some people have just gotten old. They bought it when they were 60, and now they're 80 and they can't use them. Somebody else lost their job, got downsized. So they have to tighten their belt. And so there's almost 5 million people who own timeshares. It's unbelievable. Almost 5 million
wow.
people. And if only 2% of them needed to get out of it, that's 100,000 people. And they don't know what to do. They don't know how to get out of their timeshare, and so what's happened is they just advertise on Craigslist, and you know, there are three people advertising the same one. Well, the cheapest one is going to make the sale. So it's gotten down to where you can actually get them for free. And that's when I actually started the business that I do now. Because when it got that point, I says, I got to do something.
Helping these people.
About that. Yeah, I literally, because when you hear these ads, let us help you out of your timeshare, they charge those people $2,000 to $4,000 to do that. And some of them are honest and they'll do it, and others aren't. So you're never really sure what you're getting into. And every year in January, all the fees are due in January. So as soon as the people have paid their dues, I answer their ad. And I say, if I like it, I say, I'll take it over. And I don't charge them a penny for it. They pay the transfer fee, which is usually $100. But that's it. And then it's mine. And so now I have a year before the next maintenance fee, right? So as soon as the escrow's through, maybe April or so, I get the week, and then I trade the week into a trading company. So I have all these weeks in trading companies. And I have one trading company that gives me 3 weeks. They give me my week plus 2 bonus weeks. This year I traded in 12 weeks, and I got 36 weeks that I could, and I rent them. And because I didn't pay the maintenance fee, my only charge really is the charge they charge me to pull them out. So I can rent them very inexpensively. I have over 200 ads for $495 for a whole week in a 1 or 2 bedroom timeshare.
You can't beat that.
Oh, that's just, it's, you know, but. And I have them all across the country. So I help the people get out, and I don't charge them a penny. I help the people who just want to rent. For a lot of people, that's the smarter way. Unless they know they're going to go on a weekly vacation, a monthly vacation, a yearly vacation. And then as soon as I've traded the week, then I run ads to give them away. And I give the timeshares away for free. I'm not trying to make money on either of those. I'm satisfied with the rentals, so I help people get out also and get in either way, whatever way they want to go, or just rent.
So there's two words running through my mind. One, brilliant, and also gift. This is really a gift of education. You're helping these people who have been in their timeshare, whether they enjoyed it for a period of time or they've felt stuck from the beginning. You're helping to educate them on how to properly pass it on to somebody. And sometimes that's right. You, but sometimes it may not be.
Oh, and that's fine. That's fine. There's very few that I'll take over.
Yeah.
They have to be just right, and it has to be at the right time of the year, because I need that whole year to make sure.
Yeah.
But what I really found when I was getting into this, the more and more, is that people just didn't understand them. And even people who owned them, they owned them for 10 years. They had no idea all the benefits that they had with that. They
or
just
how to use them.
How to use them, how to trade them, how to, or if they were, they were just trading through one company. Well, there's many companies and they're very different.
And do you personally purchase from a variety of companies or do you stick with just one?
When I purchase mm-hmm. them, I either purchase them from somebody who's called me
mm-hmm.
or sometimes someone will call and they'll be looking for a particular thing. And so then I have wholesalers. Actually, it's the people who you pay $2,000 and $4,000 to help them get out. And then they call me and they say, how would you like a timeshare, Doug? I have this one. I have this one. And I get them for free from those people.
Interesting.
And so it's been interesting and it's been fun. And I enjoy it. A lot of times I end up going myself, you know,
yeah.
and, or I'll split it. You know, I'll rent half the week and I'll go on the weekend and then rent the 5 days, 4 or 5 days. And so I get to vacation for free. You
love
know?
It. So, how has the Airbnb concept impacted timeshare ownership? Do you just your personal opinion about that?
Well, if somebody really understands a timeshare and they do it right, they get the right timeshare that gives them the right things they want, and it's a low maintenance fee. That's the key, is a low maintenance fee. If they can do that, they can beat Airbnb or any of the others, hands down. You just can't beat a low. I have timeshares that I have in the middle of Kentucky that I will never go to. I'm sorry.
No offense to Kentucky.
Kentuckians.
Right.
I'm in, you know, Mesa, Arizona, okay, a long way away. But the thing is they only cost me around $500 a year. And I can trade that 1 week summer two-bedroom timeshare into a trading company, and they give me 3 weeks, and it costs me about $200 a week to pull out. So I'm into this $500 plus $600, $1,100, and I got 3 weeks. Now, you can't beat that. That means that if you were to do that with your own timeshare, you're paying less than $400 per week. And that's going to Hawaii. That's going to Southern California, Fort Lauderdale, wherever you're going. So there's no way you can do anything like that through the Airbnbs or any of the others.
And what happened to the timeshare industry? Again, just from your perspective, you've had a timeshare ownership of some sort for 30 years, you said.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what have you seen? Is it that these timeshare companies have gotten greedy and then the ownership fees became, you know, too expensive for people and it was no longer, I mean, like,
yeah. Well, at first, they've always been too expensive. So they've always been, but they get them together in a meeting and they get them all excited. And
I've sat through those meetings.
Yes. On my website, one of my videos, because I have like 15 YouTube videos, and one of them is specifically how to get through the meeting as quickly as possible.
And they don't like that, do they?
I don't know if they even know I exist.
No, but right. I know that we took advantage a couple of times. So for our listeners who don't know, and correct me if I'm giving this scenario not as easily as I should, but if you stay at a timeshare resort, or even if you've subleased, I don't know if that's the right term for a timeshare, sometimes you're making that commitment and you know it ahead of time, they have to disclose it, that you're going to sit through an hour or a 90-minute timeshare pitch.
Right.
Right?
And that could turn into 4 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So one time in Mexico, I think it was Puerto Vallarta, my husband and I and our two young kids, 2 and 4, had to sit through. And this has been years ago, I want to say early 90s. And we had no idea what was going down. And we just got rung around, you know, through our nose. And our kids were hungry and tired. And we really just wanted to go and listen because we wanted the free boat ride. Or I can't remember what it was, right?
Right.
But it was awful. And they would not, I mean, we've learned now to be more savvy in sales conversations, that sort of thing. But they wouldn't let us go. And they kept encouraging us to stay longer for this wonderful opportunity for this boat ride. But I don't know what term to use.
Well, one of the ways that they get you longer is that you answer a question. Okay. They give you the explanation. They give you the price. They give you everything. And then they ask you what you think. And as soon as you say, I like it, and then you let them know, but it's too expensive. As soon as you've said that, now you give them the opportunity to go another half hour with a different price structure.
Mm.
So now they sell you on a non-summer or every other year or something a little bit less. But you have to go through the whole new thing. And then when you get through with that, then you give them another objection. They call them objections.
Right.
You're just giving reasons. Don't say anything. The whole key is that when they get through, you say, are you done? And they say, yes. What do you think? Well, I thank you very much. I've been to the presentation, done my part. I'd like to go now. I am not interested.
Yep.
And they say, but well, what if? No, mm-hmm. no, what if? Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. And if you say that a couple times, sometimes then they'll mess up and they'll say something like, oh, you don't love your family?
Oh.
And they'll say stuff like that. And as soon as they say that, then to me, they've just given me the opportunity to not be so nice myself.
Right, right. I'm like you. I'm nice and I want to be compassionate, respectful until someone is not that way with me. And then I'm not going to take them to the ground, but I at least I'm going to say, listen,
You're out of line. I'm not interested anymore. And the thing is, they paid you your promotion or your whatever it is they gave you. They pay you that so they could tell their story.
And they have the opportunity
you let
to do
them
that.
Tell their story. Now that they're done, you have satisfied your obligation. You are not obligated to buy anything. And people feel obligated and they don't need to.
And they play and prey on that, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So again, it's been years for me personally, early 90s, when we did this a handful of times. And then I just altogether stopped because I want to be that nice person, but I also don't want to spend my entire afternoon
right.
you know, hearing the same thing and knowing that I'm not in a position or don't want to have the property. Is it still 60 to 90 minutes? Or I know they have to disclose things more readily than they did back in the past, but is there a certain time frame that you have to commit to before they're going to hand you a voucher for whatever it is that you're...
Well, you're pretty well... Their main thing isn't all that long. So it could be an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'll have you there for another hour, 2 hours, whatever it takes, every time you keep giving them a reason
mm-hmm.
to resell you on something else.
Gosh,
so,
I wish I had known that
so
back
you
in
just
the day.
Don't give them... there was one reason that was really good. The friend of mine did. He lived down in Southern California out in a ranch area and he had horses and he always went to Vegas and he'd stop just outside of Vegas. They have an information place and you sign up to see a presentation and you get a free show for two people, free tax tips. It was a great deal. And then he would do his hour and a half and then they'd say, what do you think? And he'd say, I think it looks great. I just have one question. Where do you put the horses? And they looked at him and they go, what?
Horses.
What are you talking about? I don't go anywhere without my horses.
And what else? You cannot overcome that objection, can you?
Nobody did. Nobody
okay.
did. So he always skated pretty easily.
That's good. That's really good. I'm going to have to come up with something like that. No, after that experience, I don't know that I could sit through this again. But the great news is I don't have to because...
Yeah,
how do people get to work with you and TalkTimeshares.com? Like, how do we, because you're so.
Well, I have my website.
Yeah.
TalkTimeshares.com. On the website, you don't really see me selling anything on there. It's 15 videos. Each video is talking about a different subject. The history of them, the difference between points and deeds, the trading companies, that they're very important. How to really work it, what to look for. To get a timeshare that really has the things you want, the extra weeks that you can go, the extra days you can go. So many people, they get introduced because they go on this big exotic place. They're down in the Bahamas and they're just, it's a beautiful, wonderful place. And they say, wouldn't you love to come here every year?
Well, of course, in that moment, you're like, yes, I want
I
to
would,
be here.
I would, you know, sign me up. And plus, they give a lot of drinks.
Yes.
And but the realization is that it costs too much in airfare to be going to these exotic places. And so they very seldom can go back, and they don't really understand the trading companies because there are alternatives. And so my objective is to give them that information. And in the process, if when I'm through with all my videos, I do have three buttons that they to rent, to buy, to sell. And if they want any information, I can get it there. Matter of fact, if they go to rent, there's a button on there that says current list. And I have thousands of places that I can just rent till the cows come home.
I love it. I think even we mentioned Alignable at the beginning of this segment, and that's how the two of us connected. I think on Alignable, you've been recently showing some of these properties too, right?
I
remember. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I have some for $495 listed there.
Yes.
And it could be anywhere. The big difference is that typically my timeshares are $695. That's $100 a night for one two-bedroom home.
I just paid $220, sadly, and embarrassingly, for the Comfort Suites out by the Cardinal Stadium. I went to go see Pink concert on Saturday, and I was too late in getting my hotel room, but my girlfriends were staying there, so I paid a ridiculous amount. I mean, it was a lovely stay, but wow. Yeah so about $100 a night is about the average for you.
Yeah. I have one in Flagstaff right now, at Wyndham Flagstaff.
Oh, I love the Wyndham. We've stayed there.
And I have stuff in Big Bear Lake. I have stuff in Lake Arrowhead, some stuff in the beach, but not too much at this point. A lot in Hawaii. But when one of my weeks, one of my trading companies, the bonus weeks they give me, I can only use them 45 days out. I can use them for a year and a half, but it has to be 45 days out. So when something is less than 45, that's, and from that trading company, that's when they're $495.
Okay.
Whether they're in Hawaii, whether they're in the middle of Kentucky or wherever they are, Fort Lauderdale, if they're less than 45 days and they can run out and do one, $495.
So with the folks who have rented from you, do you find that people come back
yes.
then they refer you?
Yeah, I'm really to the point now that I'm almost done with Craigslist as far as advertising. Because
you've got the inventory and you have the folks who are renting from you.
Right. And once they rent from me, then they're always watching for me. And they can go to my website and they can have a once a week update of everything I've got. Or a lot of people, what they'll do is if they email me, at my own personal email is talktodoug, just like you're doing with me, talktodoug@msn.com. And they give me their ask to be on the updated list. And I'll send them that update right to their email every week. I just need their name and number so I can make a contact. And then I put them on the mailing list. So a lot of people do that. As soon as I update it each week, I get some calls because they see stuff new. And it's kind of fun when you see a whole lot of stuff all across the country. That's fun.
How fun for you, too, to know that you're giving this gift to these families and individuals where the price is right and you're helping people from so many different directions. Before we came on air, before the on-air button comes on and we know we're streaming live, I always let people know that this guest experience is this free gift to the community, right? And we want to have more people tell their success story and let more people know about them. And then my revenue is something entirely different. I'm seeing you through the same lens. You're giving this gift of education and helping people better understand their timeshare and whether they want to let it go or whatever it is. You're just there to be of service to them. How wonderful is that? And then those who want to stay and either rent or sell or buy, they can do that with you as well. But I really acknowledge and admire you for that.
Yeah, because like, for instance, one of the videos is, how do you get rid of your timeshare, you know? And I give a lot of places that they could go, and I give them, you know, like they could go Craigslist, free advertising. There are other places, timeshares, I give them a few that they can go to. eBay, you can see timeshares for $1 all the time. But the problem with eBay is that these people are making money. It's just not on the sales price. They'll say $1. And then you go all the way to the bottom, which is about six pages down, and there's a transfer fee of $500, and there's a some other kind of fee, escrow fee for $300. And so you end up paying, anywhere from $700 to $1,000 for your $1 timeshare. So just be aware, go all the way to the bottom, find all your prices.
Read everything.
So I do give people ideas of everywhere I can think of to go.
And you are one option.
I'm an option.
Yeah.
One option.
You mentioned earlier that approximately or almost 5 million people own timeshares. That blows my mind.
But you see, that's where your good luck is. That's where if you found out they were selling gold for $5, I mean, how fast would you go? You know, timeshares are great things. They're great ways to vacation. But what you have to do is find the people who are wanting to give them away, and you get the right one. If they give you a timeshare away and the maintenance fee is $1,500 a month, a year, don't do it. I mean, $1,500 a year. So it's incredible the ability to get free timeshares. And as long as you get it for $700-$800 a year, and you're only paying $700 a year,
you're in good shape.
You're doing great shape.
And you likely, most people want that ability to trade for different places, right? So
right.
If you have Sedona, let's say, as your designated spot, do you have to be mindful of what are my trade options? I mean,
No, once you trade, they're gone. Doesn't matter to you whether they sell it to someone else or not. As long as you give them enough time. If you try and give them a week and it's only 3 weeks down the road, they're not going to give you a guarantee. Mm-hmm. But as long as you give them enough time, then you're out of it. Once you give it to them, you're out of it. You could turn around right away and get something else anytime you want. So you're not tied into it. You don't care.
And all the places that you've traveled, do you have a favorite spot?
Oh, I had a Cancun vacation that was pretty good once. It's the only time I've ever traveled that was all-inclusive.
Oh, all-inclusives are fun.
And that's,
if you have the right one, if the food is good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of the palaces there. They have about six palaces. And it was just awesome. You felt like a king. Because, I mean, like I'm out here in the pool and the pool, you know, for 6 feet into the pool, it's only 6 inches. So you could be in your lounge chair. You'd be in the water, but you're not all wet, you know.
And they're waiting on you hand and foot.
They're coming by in like a great big cart. He's pushing this cart and it's got ribs and corn on the cob. Delicious.
They're feeding you grapes, hanging the grapes over your head.
You know, you go to the pool room and plain pool, and there's just donuts and pastries all over.
Well, almost like a cruise, like you would experience on a cruise.
Right.
Oh,
and
so
it's
fun.
Great. But the problem is that they're all very expensive. So even if you get a timeshare, I can get them a timeshare for the $595, $695. But if it's all-inclusive fees, then they could end up paying $60, $100 per day per person.
Oh, wow.
So I don't really do very much there because that's not the kind of guy that I attract. I attract the people who are trying to just get a decent vacation at a good price.
On a budget.
Yeah.
And so when someone is working with you on the rental, how soon in advance? I know there's some... How soon in advance could we plan? If I knew that I wanted to be, say, I don't know, Flagstaff or San Diego or LA or whatever, I'm just kind of pulling places out of the hat here. And I knew I wanted to go sometime in a particular month. How soon should I be watching for those things, or does it really just depend?
Well, a lot of times within a month, they're all gone.
Okay.
In different areas. Other areas, for instance, Park City, I have over 30 resorts right now that are $495 because they're within 45 days. So I have that many that are within that short period of time. Whereas in San Diego, Orange County,
No. I was in Park City for the first time just a month ago with my high school best friend. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. She's owned a condo there for, I think, how long did she say? I want to say 16 years. And, it's the first opportunity that I've had the chance to go. Lovely area.
Yeah.
beautiful, beautiful area. So we're planning on going back. We ended up working a lot side by side. She's a business owner as well. And I texted her right before the trip and I said, hey, listen, I got to bring my laptop. I have to do some work. She said, oh, thank goodness. I do too. So it
time
was,
out.
It was snowing. It was lovely. We got out enough, but it was also the weather was such that it was okay that we just sat by side. And we decided that every quarter we're going to go back and just, you know, kind of work side by side and enjoy getting caught up. But Park City is a lovely place. So within 45 days, the things that you've been promoting and putting out there, they're already accounted for.
Well, it depends on the area.
Sure.
And it depends. I had one pop up in Hawaii on Waikiki, middle of April, just a week ago.
Somebody already snatched that up?
They snatched it
no
up.
No doubt.
Is the
key for folks who rent from you flexibility?
Well, if they're looking if they're getting their list every week,
and they're
or they're going on my
it.
Website and looking at it. Now, the website's only updated once a week.
Okay.
So, and they see something. Here's the thing they need to do. They need to call me immediately because I have the capability of calling the trading company and putting it on a 2-day hold for free. No obligation. Even if they're thinking they might be able to, but they got to check the airlines or whatever. Once they call me and I get that on hold, we are locked in for 2 days, absolutely free. That gives them time to make their decision. Once they decide they want it, then I will invoice them through PayPal. They don't give me any credit cards. PayPal then emails them. They get a link. They pay PayPal. PayPal notifies me, and I go and I purchase it permanently in their name, and they get a confirmation in their name from the trading company. They just hand that to the resort. Now, in Hawaii, they have expenses once you get there. They're the only place. They voted themselves, the state legislature, a timeshare tax because you don't pay taxes. When you rent a room, you do. But a timeshare is a trade. I gave my week. I pull one out. There's no taxes. But in Hawaii now,
they figured out a way.
They figured out a way. And so it'll cost you extra when you go in Hawaii. But I always let them know. I always call, make sure exactly how much extra before they put out dime one.
Great to know. Tell me about the trading companies themselves. Are there some differences between them?
There's a big difference. There's a big difference. RCI is the biggest one. And what they do is if I give them a week, they don't give me a week. They give me so many points, and they give me those points based on how valuable they think that my timeshare is. Now, my timeshare in Kentucky is going to get about 12 points. So I have a timeshare that I sometimes give them in Hawaii that's 40 points, 41 points. So to me, I'm not going to give them my 12 points because I'll trade it to Trading Places and get 3 weeks. Okay. So in Hawaii, it doesn't matter. I could take my 3 weeks from Kentucky and I can use 3 weeks in Hawaii.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But I can do the same thing with RCI on the other end. I'll take my 40 points from Hawaii and I'm not going to go buy a Fort Lauderdale for 30 points or Hawaii. I'll only buy for my renters, Las Vegas, Branson, Walt Disney World, because there's so many timeshares, it's an overkill. And so the points are low. So I can get in Las Vegas for as low as 5 points, and I could stay there for 8 weeks for the price of my one, Hawaiian trade. So it's important to know what you got, what you're trading, and it really does make a difference.
I'm already like thinking to myself, where do I want to go? My brother just moved to Florida 2 years ago. I haven't been out to see him yet. That's sad to admit. And he is works for NBC and Universal Studios. So I keep thinking, when can I get away?
Well, in where?
So he is, I guess, Orlando, right? Isn't that where,
There are tons of them in Orlando, tons of them. But what's strange is that in L.A., like in Disneyland, it's only 2 or 3 timeshares. There's,
really?
There's, then your next nearest timeshare is down in Newport Beach. And going south, Laguna Beach, on into Oceanside, your San Clemente Inn. There are no timeshares in all of L.A.
Was there a time that there used to be?
Nope.
And they just haven't, it hasn't been a draw for them.
I don't know why.
Isn't that interesting?
Between Newport, you've got the couple in Anaheim, and then the next timeshare is clear up in Ventura.
And for us Arizonans, for us zonies, we sure love our Southern California, so that's good to know.
Oh, yeah. That's where I'm always trying to get to on my little...
Your quick little weekend getaways, right?
Right.
Yeah. Very good. I'm trying to think of what else to ask. What is your greatest joy in doing this career for you? This is, again, this is, you know, you've had an entrepreneurial spirit and have done other businesses,
right,
obviously successfully. What is the thing that makes this the most fun for you?
Well, I've just always enjoyed the fact that I'm doing what nobody else can do in the favor of the consumer is the main thing. When I worked with the Chamber of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce was actually giving away free memberships to the businesses. All they had to do was attend a grand opening. And so I was like Santa Claus, you know, and I had fun with that. I worked once way back around 2000 on a FedEx route up in the mountains in the Rockies. And I felt like Santa Claus there, because I'm delivering all the packages, you know. I remember on one Christmas, my second last stop was Craig Sadler, famous golfer, and his son, which is a golfer, was there too. Big mansion up in the mountains and in Evergreen. And he invited me in, gave me a bottle of wine. I don't drink, so the guy at the warehouse ended up
was
with
thrilled
it,
but, to have it.
Yeah,
but, got to be Santa Claus there again too.
But it's, and people would say, as a matter of fact, he said, "How come you're working so late? It was like 9 at night on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus can't stop." So I have a lot of fun with it, and that's what I have with this. It really doesn't matter to me when you call me whether I'm gonna make a sale or not make a sale, as long as I can help you. And that's how I feel. And that's where I go with it.
Being purpose-driven and being in service to others. That's the theme I keep hearing through our conversation. Yeah, I love it. Anything else that's worth sharing? I think maybe my last question, or maybe it'll prompt another one, but how do I know which timeshare to buy if I end up, and I know I want to buy one? What would you suggest there?
Well, you see, there's a lot of reasons. The one thing don't do is get the one far away that was the
one that I can't get there because it's too pricey.
Right. I've had people, like I had one, I sold one in New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico. The guy lived two blocks from the timeshare. He trades it every year. He never goes there. But the reason he got it is because they have what's called day use. So as long as he's not going to do a room, he goes swimming and he uses the gym. He loves the gym. So he just uses those facilities all the time, just walks two blocks and goes swimming and works out. And then he trades his week into.
How smart.
Trading places is the one that gives really, they're the least expensive and they're the one that gives me my 3 weeks. And so his maintenance fees were about $600 a year. And so he ends up with three weeks a year vacationing wherever he wants to go, and he has his pool. And a lot of times, one of the things we haven't mentioned is the other things that they can do. If you have a deeded timeshare and it's a floating, that means that you get to pick when you're wanting. And so they could end up with like 5 extra rooms, and it's only 3 weeks away, and they're going to get wasted. So when that happens, they usually offer the owner's bonus time. So I can go 2 nights, 3 nights a week if it's short notice for anywhere. My lowest one is $35 a night. I can stay in a 3-bedroom timeshare up in Powder Mountain ski resorts. I can stay there for $35 a night because I own there. And I actually did that with my kids once where they wanted to go see. I have a kid in Colorado, some up in Utah, some in California. And so they wanted to go skiing. So I says, well, for all of us family, I got eight kids. Actually, I have eight kids. My wife died and I married a woman here in Mesa who has five kids. So between us, we got 13 kids.
Oh, wow.
So I need a lot of rooms. And so I says, we better pick the last week the ski lifts are open and maybe there'll be some extra rooms.
And sure enough.
And so sure enough, I called as soon as I could at 8 o'clock in the morning, first one. I said, how many three-bedroom units do you have? And they said, we have five. And I said, great.
I'll take them all.
Well, I took four, four of them. And I took them, two of them were for 3 days, two of them for 4 days. And that whole thing cost me less than $500.
Wow.
We had 12 bedrooms, 12
bathrooms.
And what
a great time for your family.
Had an awesome
especially
time.
With the kids being everywhere. I'm sure your grandfather as well, plenty of grandkids too.
Yeah, and some great. I have enough. Last year, I made customized deck of cards with one of my family on each card. And I only had 51. I needed another. And so I called my granddaughter who was expecting and I asked her for a picture of a sonogram.
Oh my gosh. Do you know, I've never heard of anybody else making a deck of cards. 1 year for Father's Day, my kids and I made a deck of cards for their father with photos as well. I've never heard of anybody else ever doing that before. Yeah. That's really cool.
I can do that. I can do that. It's not real cheap because it's a personalized
yes.
one, you know, made one or
uh-huh.
two or three or however many you want, but that's it. But I can do them for around $29.
Really?
For your own pictures, your own deck.
Is that another website? It needs
actually,
to be.
Actually, buildmygame.com. That's another little
Is that your
that
project?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Buildmygame.com.
Right.
I need to introduce you to a guy who works out of, so our studio is in Max 6. It's a co-work space. And we have a manufacturing workspace up on University. It's called Park Lane. And there's a gentleman there. And I feel embarrassed. I don't remember the name of the business. We've only met once. But he has a website and he does all these board game events and conventions. And one of the things he does is help you find those missing pieces. He'll send you the missing piece.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So that might be a fun introduction for you. But tell us that website again. It's Build My Game.
What? You know, I don't even remember if I've got an S at the end. Buildmygame.com
or buildmygames.com. You are fascinating, Doug. I'm willing to bet we could probably have another two-hour conversation, and you'll tell me things that we haven't even covered yet.
I'll try not to cover any.
No,
anymore.
I love it. It's exciting.
But as far as which timeshare you're going to use, those factors, the extra things. When I had my timeshare in Ventura, I used to go there once a month for a weekend from January to June, every month. And we just had a great ball. I mean, we were in the marina. We didn't have to have the beach. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Boats going by. And it's because it was bonus time. And then in the summer, we went for the week. So there's all kinds of reasons. And you just need to, you know, if you go through all of my videos, YouTube videos, and I'm on YouTube, but you don't see them all together, whereas there you see them. You'll have a real good understanding of what you want. And surprisingly, it probably won't be what you thought you would have wanted. To me, those places in Kentucky that are cheap are pretty.
They make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a strategic, it's not an emotional decision, I hear you saying. It's
right.
a strategic decision. And
right.
it's a financial decision
That's
that
right.
can turn into years and years and months of joy getting
but
away.
There is one rule that this is the one sentence rule that separates the wheat from the chaff. And that is, are you right now going on a week vacation every year? I don't care where. If you're doing it and you're already going, you're spending more than $700 at that hotel. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
Motel 6 is over 100 in San Diego. So if that's the case, then if you are, then there's no reason why not to have one. Or just rent it from me, either way you want to go. But if you're not, don't buy. don't get a timeshare, because that's where you'll see the most of the people unhappy, is because they're not using it.
And they're, and whoever's selling it to them is probably preying on or playing off of the idea wouldn't you love to do this once a year more?
And they also prey on the value, the fact that this is a good investment, and it's not.
It's not.
This is not a financial.
Boy, that is an important note for us to share.
It was one of the best investments I made for my family, but not financially. For my family, I got to vacation like I never did.
I love that.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's
like
not embarrassing
I never did
at
before.
All.
It changed my life as far as the way I traveled.
And thank you for being so candid with your emotion. That makes all the world of sense as you shared how you now get to be that gift for other people. This changed your life, having this timeshare, spending time with family, enjoying mm-hmm. those vacations. And now you're giving that same opportunity to other people who might not otherwise have it, and right. helping people get out of a really bad deal if they bought a timeshare that was too expensive right. and or they're never using it. So I appreciate your heartfelt comment and willingness to share from the heart, because that's what this is all about.
Yep.
Yeah. Clearly, folks need to go to your website and get to know you. You are a gem for sure. This is Doug Gallagher, owner of TalkTimeshares.com. Again, just get on the website and watch the videos, educate yourself. Again, this is a website for not only people who are currently in a timeshare and think they may need to get out of it, those who may want to buy one, because Doug will guide you into the right purchase decision, but also, which is what I'm most fascinated about, the rental aspect right. and helping people find those couple of vacations at a rate that really makes sense for them and their family.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you again for spending time with us here at Business Radio X. It's a treat. And thank you, Daniel Liguori, my studio ambassador, who since, by the way, has just gotten a job with Green Living Magazine. I'm very proud of him. Wow. But you were, I think, one of three of guests that he helped me, you know, kind of create an opportunity to get to know you. So again, I'm happy that you're here. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.